Well, good morning. I'm excited to have this interview with Lucille Burkett, and I want to share with the people who are listening, Lucille, how you and I met, because I think it's kind of an interesting story. I'm a life coach, you're a lawyer, and there was an opportunity that I was coaching someone, and as she was leaving, she said, oh, by the way, my lawyer would be interested in meeting you. Would you like to meet with her? And I was quite excited to do so. So basically I called you and I met you in your office, which is the Law House in Sherwood Park. And that's where we initially met and sort of began this journey for me to transition from being a general life coach to now what I am, a certified divorce coach and a collaborative coach. So that's a little on my take, and I'm not sure if you want to jump in here with something.
Sure. Thank you, Sandy. Also my pleasure to be talking this morning. I've been helping clients with their divorce for 28 years now, and for the last 12 of those have been taking a formal collaborative approach to resolving their disputes. And being a registered collaborative family lawyer means that I'm continuously learning and refining my negotiation skills and gaining a deeper understanding of individual and family dynamics. And I do that training to better support my client through his or her divorce process. And one of the other things we do to support the client is to have them meet with a divorce coach to provide some emotional help for them in resolving their dispute.
Well, that's sort of how we met based on that background. And when initially I took some training, which us coaches needed to do and understand, I took the basic collaborative law course and the interest-based negotiations, I was just really pleased that it resonated so well with my own belief in the whole coaching process and partnering with people in a different approach to resolving our conflicts. And it just sat really well with me. So I was quite excited to meet like kind and lawyers that have that same approach. So maybe just explain to us the background and when and why, maybe more why, you kind of shifted from litigation and traditionally what we would know in the family law system to the collaborative approach.
Well, the shift for me, Sandy, came as well with that resonating piece. I've always done what we traditionally call civil litigation, which includes family litigation, and but I've always been a settlement type of lawyer. So I used to, you know, if I was served with a court application, I would find a way to kind of put it off while we talked about how can we resolve this. And so when this formal collaborative process was introduced to us in Edmonton here in 2001. It was a natural fit for me as well, you know, using the mediation training that I had taken and the interest-based negotiation, you know, that's a real shift too, where you're shifting from positions, you know, trying to get as much as you can for your client to really what is important to them, what are their goals, what do they hope for their future, and by doing that, it did resonate with me as well. And I jumped onto the collaborative bandwagon, as it were, now 12, 13 years ago here in Edmonton, and have found it very fulfilling as a lawyer to have a couple resolve their parenting and their support and their property issues based on what's important to them, and to do so in a respectful and non-judgmental manner. And the other thing that's fits well with me is the lawyers are working as a team, we're involving other professionals, and it's really a collaborative approach with the clients together to get them through their divorce process.
I mean, I just love what I'm hearing, and from that perspective, you said a few things that I just think is transformational in this process, is what is important, what are the goals of this? Of the client. It's not just to win a divorce settlement. It's what are their goals in moving forward in their life. As a coach, I see people come to me And in that initial stage of divorce or separation, usually it is, there's just a ton of fears. And you may not realize this, but one of the fears is just even talking to a lawyer. I find they're very overwhelmed with what could they expect when they go to the lawyer. They don't even know the questions to ask, and even bright, intelligent people kind of are numb because of their own process. So maybe you could jump in there, and if I am new to this process and I come and see you, what could I expect?
What we realize, Sandy, is that every divorce has really three components to it. There's the legal component, which of course the lawyers are well trained to deal with in the law and the court processes. There's the financial component, which if it's not too complicated, the lawyers have calculators and we can figure that out, or we can involve people who have more financial expertise, say with valuing companies and that sort of thing, or valuing pensions. And then there's the emotional component, and that piece is really a bit of an eye-opener for lawyers. And the traditional approach is to kind of, you know, move past that and say, you know, let's just get on with the business of law. But it's not that easy. And so we recognize that when a client phones initially, usually my contact is initially by phone, or it might be by email through the collaborative website. And I usually have an appointment made so that I have some time blocked off to talk to that client and to give that client some full attention. I do offer a free initial consultation with the client to see if the collaborative process is suitable and to see if we're a good fit as lawyer and client. That's really important, to be able to trust your lawyer. The consultation may be done over the phone, or I've had people want to meet me in person, and that's fine too at their convenience. So the initial consultation is really me talking to them, asking them questions when they're comfortable providing the answers, to see what are their issues, how urgent is it, and just kind of help them focus a bit on what they need to have resolved and how quickly. My fees, often people are fearful about fees.
Yeah.
We are mandated to charge a reasonable fee for the value of the services provided, and most lawyers keep track of time. It's fees based on an estimate based on an hourly rate, and for time is recorded for steps taken, communication and that sort of thing, meetings, document preparation. A typical collaborative divorce, someone say, well, how much is this going to cost me? A typical collaborative divorce will take about three or four of the collaborative four-way meetings, so the meetings between the spouses and the clients. And the reason it's three or four meetings. Sorry,
there's one question that I know people ask me, because you said lawyers, and this may be clarified.
Yes.
Each client
okay.
has their own lawyer?
Yes, and that's what differentiates this from mediation. So each client has their own lawyer, so there's so you have a lawyer in your pocket, as it were, to give you the independent legal advice that you need and give you the legal information you need to help you work through the process, help the client work through the process. But the lawyers collectively as a team manage the process. And so the basis of this is to have these four-way meetings where the two lawyers are present, the two clients are present, and we work as a team to identify what it is that they need to talk about, what are their issues, what are their goals, what information do we need to discuss, say, parenting and cash flow and property division. Pressing issues are discussed and resolved first at perhaps the first four-way meeting or the second four-way meeting. And we use subsequent meetings to exchange information, develop options for settlement, and reach agreement. And then once an agreement is reached, there's a formal contract prepared. People talk about a legal separation. That's that separation agreement. And then if they are going to proceed to divorce, those documents are done as well. And so that whole process might involve typically three or four of the collaborative meetings.
And that's where you were going with, then the average price is for about...
Yeah, so the average cost then would be, you know, somewhere between, you know, maybe as little as 1,000, but that's pretty minimum, to around 2,000 for four-way meeting.
Okay.
And that's that's for each client. And that the costs are really dependent on the complexity of the issues and the readiness of the spouses to settle. And that's, again, where the experts come in, the other collaborative professionals we have in our organization. So the financial experts would help with some of the more complex business structures. The parenting specialist would help where there are some parenting issues that maybe need, you know, someone to give them, you know, some ideas on how do we parent now that we're separated, and what are the kids saying, how are they feeling. And then the divorce coaches can be essential in terms of having the spouses ready to have those business discussions, so dealing with that emotional piece. And involving those specialists, although it sounds like, oh, my goodness, there's more cost, it actually is very cost-effective because those people are working with the couple at often a lower hourly rate and often with the expertise to deal with the specific issues and bring them back to the lawyers to put it all together.
Right. I love that whole collaborative approach, and I think that's just an amazing way to help people resolve and to lean on professionals in their area of strength, as you've alluded to here. Let's just sort of wind down. I think this is very helpful. I kind of interrupted you a bit with the cost because I think people don't quite get that you each need a lawyer, and potentially you could each have a coach. Usually one coach doesn't work with the couple. Each person has their own coach to work through their own emotional issues that are coming up. And then we kind of re-engage them back into the process. So it's kind of like we're moving through the process, and if there's certain hurdles, the client can work with the coach to kind of find out what's the emotion underneath that all and really what are we looking for, what is the goal regarding this specific issue, and then we kind of funnel them back into the legal process of the business of divorce, right?
Exactly.
Is there anything else that's coming to? Yeah, sorry. Is there anything else that's coming to mind?
Just from my perspective as a lawyer representing clients, I mean the ability to communicate all at once in a room is invaluable in terms of moving through the divorce process. You know, there's none of this, my lawyer said this, my lawyer said that. You hear what the lawyers are going to say, and the lawyers are going to give you, you know, the legal perspective. And the, you know, divorce coaches are going to be there to support you emotionally so that the work can be done, the business can be done, and you can move on to, you know, co-parenting and the other things that are important to you in your life.
So it's what I'm hearing is all the cards are on the table at that four-way. There's not a lot of game.
Exactly.
Okay. Is there any particular client, and I know we've said it the other way, who really this process will not work for them? Would you know that when you first met with them?
Sometimes when we first meet, we know. Sometimes we don't know until a little ways into it. When we do, as you've described, run into hurdles, you know, then we might bring in the support through the coaches and the parenting specialist perhaps. Sometimes it's just a matter of you know, someone being ready for the divorce process. And of course, you know, each spouse is not on the same page. Typically there's one that's kind of made this decision and the other person is kind of left picking up the pieces. And so...
Right.
We have to slow down one person to allow the other to come to the reality that, you know, this is the way it's going to be done, and off we go. Where it's not suitable is where people aren't able to take that responsibility and to come to the table and make those decisions, and that, you know, maybe where there is some, you know, mental health issues or there's been, you know, betrayal is a hard one to deal with. So where there's kind of more emotional issues than usual, it might be a matter of timing on the collaborative process.
Yes.
And then, of course, if there, from my perspective, if someone already has engaged in litigation, then for me, I would refer them to another lawyer who could who could respond to that litigation, because I just have really found the collaborative approach to sit well with me as a lawyer, a divorce lawyer. So that's my take on things.
Okay, and that just leads me probably to last questions. And in my mind, as I explain it to people, often I use what I'd call the layman's term, is this is a no-court approach through divorce. But if this leads to that it needs to go that way, then you yourself pass that file on to another lawyer. Am I right?
Right. That's one of the hallmarks of the collaborative approach, and it's also one of the criticisms, is that once you engage lawyers as your collaborative counsel, that those lawyers will not ever be involved in court. So the advantage is it gives the couple and your client a safe place to have discussions, knowing that all the cards can be on the table. We can explore different options as to how to resolve things. We don't have to worry that what we say is going to show up in affidavit or in court or be witnessed against us. So it's a safe place to have negotiations. And the criticism is that if those negotiations fail, if the clients are not able to reach agreement and they need to go to court, then they have to switch lawyers. But that's, you know, to their benefit, because if you're going to court, you would want to have a lawyer who is, you know, much more comfortable and more, you know, sort of bent towards doing litigation as opposed to settlements.
Right. Okay. Well, I think we can wind this down. This has been helpful to me, and the reason I wanted to chat with you is because this is still new to most people that would come to see me. They've not really heard of this collaborative approach, and I would just like to inform people that are finding themselves in this divorce process that there is a better way, and that's what I really love about the International Academy of Collaborative Professionals. Their tagline is resolving disputes respectfully.
Yes, and, that is what resonates for me too, and you know, for the families that I serve, I think they come away from the collaborative divorce process a little more at peace.
Yes. And on this interesting, I will be putting this interview on the November newsletter and putting it also on the website. And next week we move into Remembrance Day, and we talk about people that have died for our freedom, and yet many of us are still fighting our own fights. And just a little reminder here that there is a respectful way that we can dissolve a marriage and each person come out intact and not be at war with one another. So what I'll do is I'm posting Lucille's link to her website and the collaborative professional website. And I just want to thank you so much. It's just been a wonderful conversation with you, and a delight to have this interview.
Thank you, Sandy. I've enjoyed it as well, and thank you for the opportunity to talk about what I'm passionate about, which is approaching resolving family disputes collaboratively.
Thank you so much. So we'll say goodbye, and we'll be in touch. Thanks, Finn.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.